So I graduated from Charles Darwin University last year with a Bachelor of Environmental Science, majoring in Marine and Coastal Management. I began working at the Aquaculture Centre as a technician, but I grew up out at Dundee Beach, which is a remote coastal town along the Northern Territory coastline. So I developed a special interest in sustainability of local fisheries and community development. And I initially wanted to capture a project that encompassed that. And I was lucky enough to undertake an honours degree, which encompassed all of that. So I was very lucky.
Yeah, so tell us what you'll be looking at with this honours project.
So we're looking at managing metals in blacklip rock oysters, which is the Cercostrea mitiloides, to support Indigenous aquaculture initiatives.
And you're focusing on the farm out at South Goulburn Island, the trial out there.
So we're actually focusing on blacklip oysters, the wild-caught ones,
Okay.
because trials are just beginning out there, so we don't really want to impact on the farmed animals that we've got at the moment. So we're, focusing on the wild-caught ones, sorry.
Right. Now, when you say high levels of metals, I mean, what are you talking about? What's out there?
So we're talking about cadmium, but these are naturally occurring levels across the Northern Territory because we have such an old continent. These levels are naturally high.
And what impact do they have on oysters?
Well, we're not sure, to be honest, but they do have a potential impact on human health, which is initially why we wanted to see whether we could get rid of them out of these oysters, which could be potentially sold in the industry.
Yeah, so if we take, the work being done on Goulburn Island to maybe start up an industry, what does happen if their oysters are found to be having high levels of metal?
Well, that's what we're investigating at the moment. So we want to see if we can either depurate or relay these oysters, which depuration, I mean, taking these oysters from the island and putting them in a controlled environment and flushing them with clean seawater. And by relaying, I mean placing these shellfish that are harvested from these polluted areas into clean areas and allowing them to purge. So this is discontinuing the normal filter feeding and digestive processes. So we want to see if we can actually adapt these techniques to reducing metal loads in them so we can actually start up an industry out there.
Do we see that sort of work done elsewhere?
Yep, so depuration and relaying are actually quite new terms regarding metals. We do see it in other states regarding biological matter in the oysters. So it has been known to reduce them, but that's initially why this study has come up, as to see if we can use these protocols to reduce the metals in the levels in the oysters.
Because if oysters from out that way are to be sold commercially, they need to comply with it's the Australian New Zealand Food Standards Code, is that right? So your research, depending on what you find, could it have implications for the wider seafood industry up this way?
Absolutely. So the whole aim of this project is kind of to inform and develop these protocols and guidelines for the sale of blacklip oyster into the Australian seafood market. So it's not just aimed at the Northern Territory, it's aimed at a wider community. So hopefully we can actually develop a protocol, potentially not even just for the blacklip, but for any oysters that do have high accumulation of metals.
And I should ask, as part of the research, does this involve a lot of eating the oysters, Shannon? I would have thought that's
No.
pretty critical when you're looking at quality.
Well, I'm actually allergic to seafood, so
Oh! Oh, golly!
Yeah, so I don't actually get to eat any oysters, but I have heard they are quite delicious and they are quite sizable as well, so
Oh, well, there'll be no bias in the reporting. You'll just be straight
No,
down the line.
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, all the best with the project. Do stay in touch, and thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thanks very much.